A new report from the New York City Domestic Violence Fatality Review Committee shows a dramatic 29.1% surge in intimate partner violence, IPV, between 2021 and 2022. In Brooklyn alone, intimate partner homicides escalated by 225%. The nonprofit Urban Resource Institute, URI, said this surge is a direct result of longstanding disinvestment in services for survivors. The study showed domestic violence is disproportionately impacting Black and Hispanic women from marginalized communities. While Black women make up only 13% of the city's population, they account for a staggering 31.2% of intimate partner homicides. Similarly, Hispanic women, comprising 14.6% of the population, account for 27.3% of these tragedies. The URI is calling on the city to prioritize investments in violence prevention, particularly aimed at youth, increase funding to programs engaging those who cause harm and holistic community solutions to end domestic violence. The city has made recent cuts to supportive programming, including when Mayor Eric Adams cut the overall city budget in November by 15%. Supportive services on the state level are also requesting funding to bridge the shortfall in federal funds through the Victims of Crime Act. URI said when cities invest strategically in crime reduction and prevention, focusing on family and community-based strategies, violent crime is reduced.